Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
It's time for sport. Darren Frehill is here. Semi-final night.
Yeah, I guess where I'm going to start, Mary. Only one show in town tonight, isn't there? The World Cup semi-final, the first of them in Qatar. The first of them taking place at 7 o'clock on RTE2 and the RTE Player. And the build-up starts at 6. We're actually going to be live to Doha to preview the big match in the next hour. But tomorrow it's France and Morocco. And I think we're all agreed the Moroccans have been the surprise package of the entire tournament. And we're wondering if we can learn lessons here in Ireland from what the Moroccans are doing, because they've only conceded one single goal in the entire tournament, and that was an own goal. So on the latest edition of the RTE Soccer Podcast, former Irish international Kevin Doyle says there are lessons for us to learn.
Take inspiration from people like Morocco, you know, who aren't brilliant. You know, you go through the list of players and you go through a list of Ireland players, and you know, much for muchness in all of them. So just because we mightn't have the players, you know, you need to get more than the sum of their parts. I don't think we've managed to get more than the sum of the parts of the Ireland players now in a good few years. So that's what Stephen Kenny has to do. How does he get more from the players? Whether it's, you know, have 20% possession and be good on the counter-attack. You know, you don't have to boot the ball for anything. I'm not saying, you know, Morocco don't boot the ball. They're really solid defensive and really good on a counter-attack. You know, find a way to beat the bigger teams. There's no point going out and playing the Dutch or the French like they play. You know, go, oh, we're lovely, and we passed out, and yeah, we had a nice bit of possession, they were just better than us. We have to make it awful and all, you know, make it horrible for them. We don't have to play it from the back with the keeper every single time we get the ball. We can mix up a bit more and somehow get the players inspired to get a result, because that's, you know, that's what the manager has to do to keep his job. You know, there's no point in saying I've developed Irish football and we're playing lovely now. We're still getting beat, but we're playing lovely. You know, you have to win games as well on top of all that. So yeah, there's a way. It can be done. It's not impossible, as teams have shown through history and are shown again in this World Cup.
Yeah, Kevin Doyle there, speaking sense. That's the RTE Soccer Podcast. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. One game last night in the English Championship. West Brom beat Sunderland 2-1. They're out of the bottom three. Another big weekend in the Heineken Champions Cup. Leinster will make a late call on Tadhg Furlong and Johnny Sexton's fitness for that game against Gloucester. Both missed their match, the win against Racing at the weekend because of injury. Michael Corcoran has been talking to the forwards coach, Robin McBride.
They're a great team. They, you know, they're flying high in the Premiership with England. They're very comfortable in their game. They showed a lot of spirit coming back from a 17-5 losing at half time at home. So for them to do that, they showed great spirit. And when you finish on a high, you tend to carry that into your next game. So I think they'll be buoyed by that, and they'll be arriving here full of confidence
and a strong physical pack, a good maul. You know, the areas, as you know yourself, from being up front, the areas you like being tested in.
Yeah, it's a challenge, you know, and for them to survive in the Premiership, you've got to be good at set piece. You know, so yeah, it's an obvious strength that they have. So, you know, we're going to have to be at our best again. So, in fairness to the lads, they were great. We come up against the most successful lineup on opposition ball in Racing 92 last weekend, and Gloucester similarly, they hold the same record. They've got the most successful lineup on their own ball and on opposition ball. So, you know, there's a challenge for us there up front as well. So we're going to have to, you know, sort of regather ourselves and prepare thoroughly in the same way that we did last week.
And Leinster and Gloucester live on RTE Radio and television this coming Friday.